while we were celebrating your birthday on the weekend, we got talking about a particular piece of technology.
The Echo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming tomorrow.
Hey,
I finally broke it down.
Oh, is this the gadget that you were talking about?
That
you were
teasing about tomorrow.
That is great.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we got to get into some of the smart home things that you can do, like being able to turn on and off your lights with voice command.
Yeah. First,
I have a Nest. What type of thermostat do you have? It's really
I think
nice.
It's just a basic Honeywell.
Okay. Well, Honeywell may have connectivity. Some of them
no,
do.
No, this one doesn't.
Just an old basic one. So call, you know, get yourself a Nest or something like that. It's really, really nice to be able to.
Bird's nest. They're in the trees.
I'll tell you what, no matter where you are in the house, being able to say, what's the temperature in the house and get a response and then say, turn the temperature down a half a degree.
Right.
Well,
it's really handy.
It turns out it's super handy. Like, if you're laying in bed, you can say, turn on the bedroom fan. Turn on the light.
You don't even have to sit up and push the button.
Right? But you can just put the little dongle thing in the wall and then plug your fan into that, right?
Gotcha.
And then you can voice command it to turn on.
So here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
You know that I've always been like, it's listening, you know, and my wife has been, she's like, I don't need that.
She listens to
you all the time.
Yeah.
No, actually, what sold us was lists.
Shopping lists. And
the shopping
list.
That was
such a great feature.
We talked about it a couple times after we were at your place, and that is the thing she's excited about. And now, like, I'm not a list person. I'm getting excited about it because so often we'll open up the fridge and it's like, where is that thing?
But so I have it in the kitchen.
Kids ate it. Don't tell us.
Right, but I have it in the kitchen. So and this is the Amazon Echo Dot that I have, we use up the ketchup, or it's getting low, and I say keyword, add ketchup to my shopping list.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Bing, it's on my phone. And then when I'm in the store, this is the brilliant part. When I'm in the store, it has a checklist, and I can check things off, and they vanish off of there. Now, I want to say, because I know you're concerned about it listening when it shouldn't listen, and I know some viewers have thought, I've heard stories, and this has been in the news. Like, come on, people, we need to do better journalism than this. That sometimes it will come on because it thought you said the word.
Right.
Okay, or something that you said sounds like the keyword, and so it triggers on and starts listening and recording the conversation and sending it to Amazon.
Right.
That's a concern of some people. So what I did is I just, in my app, I set it to make a trigger tone. So every time it thinks it's heard the word,
it makes a sound.
It goes, ding.
Mm-hmm.
It chimes.
So if you hear that, you know that it's
And
on.
Then I say, cancel.
Right.
So, because our keyword is computer. So sometimes we say the word computer in our day-to-day conversation, and it goes, and we say, cancel.
That was going to be my question, because we have some friends who, the name is Alexia.
Okay, don't say it out loud, though.
No, but...
That's the name.
But it's...
Without an I, but yeah.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. It's so close.
Oh, I see. The daughter, like the kid or the person.
Yeah, we know. Oh, so it's like...
Their name is, right.
Yeah, so we'd be having these conversations about...
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to set the thing off or have it, you know, call them or whatever. So what are the options?
Alexa is option one. That's the default. Computer is another one.
Yeah.
And Amazon.
Oh.
Those are your three options out of the box. Now, there is talk that firmware updates may eventually improve that and even make it so that you can customize it. But right now, it's not possible.
So you have you found that computer is the most...
It's the most fun as Trekkies.
Okay, fair
Computer,
enough.
What's the date? And it answers me.
Okay, but from your day-to-day life use, you find that that's the one that... doesn't trigger it as often?
No, it triggers a lot.
See,
it triggers a lot. But we just say cancel because you hear the tone. It goes diddle-doon, and we say cancel. That's all it takes. And then it stops listening. But if you're having conversations and you don't want it to ever listen, there is a physical mute button.
Yeah.
So and Google Home has that as well.
Well, and that's the thing.
That's what I have.
We considered a Google Home, but I did some research.
Yeah.
And... so many different reviews going down to the specs and features and functions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Echo blew the Google Home out of the water.
Yeah. And I found that's my preference. I have both.
Yeah.
I haven't plugged in the Google Dot.
But interestingly enough, when we did the review in the studio.
They're nice, but.
The Google impressed me more.
Yeah. Really? In the studio?
When we did that show 6 months ago.
I think it's a matter of preference, too.
I think so.
And they're both very usable devices.
Right.
And a lot of the stuff is compatible with both. You buy the light, and it'll work on either.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
I mean, I have a Fire Stick, right?
Yeah,
so I have the ability to access, right? Because I can talk through it.
So you have a Google Home Mini, but you have an Amazon Fire TV Stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not brand loyal, clearly.
It all jives.
Wherever
they all talk to one another.
But it does mean that I can also talk to her.
Yeah.
Well,
but when you ask the Google Home Mini to do something with the Fire TV Stick, does it go...
I, never make them talk to each other. That's weird to me.